no-deal scenario that would have sparked economic chaos and risked major disruption to the flow of goods. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the agreement is a good deal for the whole of Europe.
A comprehensive Canada-style free trade deal between the UK and the EU, a deal that will protect jobs across this country, a deal that will allow goods, UK goods and components to be sold without tariffs and without quotas in the EU market, a deal which will, if anything, allow our companies and our exporters to do even more business with our European friends.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen agreed that the deal is fair and balanced, but signaled that the bloc had the upper hand in the negotiations.
As we knew, in any case, if there would have been a hard Brexit, it would not have been good for both sides, but it would have hit the United Kingdom harder than the European Union, with all its might of 450 million citizens. And therefore, from a position of strength, we were able to come forward with the most comprehensive agreement we've ever had.
EU leaders, the European Parliament, and the UK government will all need to approve the agreement on their own. Morocco secured 65 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine from China's Sinopharm, as well as Britain's Oxford University and AstraZeneca. The North African country has reported close to 430,000 infections. It's aiming to inoculate 25 million people, or 80% of its population. All the targeted people will get the vaccine for free. Turkey says the COVID-19 vaccine developed by China's Sinovac shows over 91% efficacy following late-stage clinical trials in the country. Turkey had signed a contract to buy 50 million doses of vaccine from the Chinese company. The first shipment is expected to arrive on Monday. COVID-19 vaccination programs have kicked off in Bahrain and Kuwait. Earlier this month, Bahrain announced it would roll out a vaccine produced by a Chinese pharmaceutical company for free for all citizens and residents. Dr. Mai Bobshet has confidence in the vaccine.
I heard about the vaccine since the beginning of the trial, and I was just waiting for this opportunity to take it. This is my second dose. I already received the first dose like 21 days back. Alhamdulillah, there was no side effects.
French President Emmanuel Macron is showing no more symptoms of COVID-19. The French president can now end his quarantine after he self-isolated for 7 days. The 43-year-old tested positive for the coronavirus around a week ago.
I was protected. I was being careful. I respected the safety measures, distancing. I had a mask.
The French leader suffered headaches, a dry cough, and tiredness for several days. Beijing reported 2 new asymptomatic COVID-19 cases yesterday. One of them is a man who lives in Shunyi District. He was confirmed as an asymptomatic carrier after flying to Ningbo, where he's isolated. The other is a restaurant cold chain staffer from Xicheng District. He's now receiving treatment at Beijing D10 Hospital. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's apologized to the public following a row over his office's possible violation of election funding laws. Abe stepped down in September, citing ill health, and is under fire on suspicion his office helped cover the cost of dinner parties for supporters. He denied it when questioned in Parliament last year. Prosecutors have been building a case against the 61-year-old over unreported funds involving as much as 40 million yen. Abe is scheduled to be summoned by Parliament for questioning by lawmakers today.